I ask her to come to the platform. We think the church library is one of the finest allies the training union has. Support it and strengthen it in your church just as much as you can. Mrs. Lee, we're glad to have you.
Thank you. It is always a pleasure to have an opportunity to say a word about the church library. Recently, I was in a beauty parlor and saw a situation that I'd like to share with you. A young child was there with her mother, and just before the mother took her place under the dryer, she gave the child some money, took her to the door of the beauty shop, and directed her to a nearby drugstore. The child left, and the mother took her place under the dryer. In a few moments, the child returned with the money in her hand and a very distressed look on her face. Actually, she was about in tears. One of the attendants in the shop, seeing the child's distress and having some free time at the moment, offered to go with her to the drugstore. In a few minutes, smiling, and the little girl had the ice cream cone she wanted in her hand. As I thought about this experience, I wondered how many leaders and workers, shortly after they accept a responsibility, begin to feel as bewildered as maybe this little girl felt the first time she came back from the drugstore. Now, I think that the training union program of new member orientation, new member training, and church member training is a wonderful plan. Resources such as printed materials and audio visuals, many of which you've had in evidence in your conferences during this week as materials have been provided through the demonstration church library on the grounds. Not the ideal situation, and we don't find ideal situations in our churches always, but what better source for providing the resources that are needed in your leadership training, your new member training, and new member orientation programs than the church library? There are just three things that I'd like to call attention to as you think about that resource center. Let's provide the very best place for it. There's a lot we could say about that best place, but a place which is central and will be passed by the most people. And then let's provide the best selection of materials to meet the needs of leaders and the needs of each individual ministered to by the church. As the church votes to establish a library, we would hope that that vote would mean it was a promise to support the church library, and through the budget, provision can be made to provide the very best resources through the church library. And then in the church library, we need the best staff possible. The ministry of the librarian, we haven't time to discuss this evening, but calls for a mature person. And we'd like to say one with no other major responsibility. Recently, we heard of an individual who accepted the responsibility of librarian. She had a responsibility in Sunday school, training union, and I think maybe another responsibility. Soon after she began her work as librarian, she realized the opportunity and the responsibility, and plans were made to relieve her of the other major responsibilities. Along with the librarian, at least two staff members and others added to take care of the necessary work to meet the needs. And then along with that, encourage the librarians in their work by sending them to meetings especially designed for the library workers where they'll receive inspiration and information. Many of your states have state libraries, Texas, Virginia. I can't enumerate all that have state organizations, but several do. And then each year here at Ridgecrest, we have a meeting for librarians. We've talked with some who have and send their librarians the week of August 25 to 31. We hope we may see some more. Now, in case you do not have this resource center in your church, you have a brief time between now and the time you leave tomorrow noon. Let me encourage you to go by the exhibit hall and pick up some leaflets that you will find there in the display on the library. Read them and then write for additional information from the Church Library Department in Nashville. And if you can catch us in the recess period tomorrow, if we can be of further assistance in any way, we will count it a privilege and a pleasure. Thank you.
For me, remember that the man who doesn't read, for all practical purposes, is no better off than the man who can't read. Support that church library. I think